The Wildcats defense shut out Sherman last Friday night, and I talked about the defensive effort last Friday and the challenge of the White House offense this week with Wildcats defensive coordinator Tristan Abron on Monday morning.
The D-line, once again, did an outstanding job. They did a great job whenever Sherman decided that they wanted to start running on us. They did a great job of adjusting and getting into, hey, you're not going to run it on us. You know, we did a pretty good job of not allowing Heath to just really just jam it down our throat except for one drive, so therefore we're not going to allow Sherman to do it. And they stepped up and started making plays. Linebacker-wise, Christian Jackson had a very good game, had two great hits. Kane Cody had a great hit on the quarterback as well. So we're playing extremely physical, and then in the back end, we had a much better night. There were still some issues at times, but we had a much better night. Tanner Ramirez had an interception, a phenomenal interception. The ball's about to hit the ground, and he had some type of acrobatic move. He gets his hands under it. It's unbelievable, but that was a great interception. And then Jalen Dugan had one interception as well, just being, you know, aware of the ball and working to the ball. And then actually Jalen almost had another interception. Melroy Givens almost had an interception. So, you know, we played a lot better in the back end, which really makes me feel good, especially in going into White House, because, yeah. I mean, it's no secret what they're fixing to do. So we have to just stay disciplined in the small areas and get after them up front, because, again, our D-line, man, you know, I really feel like we have a chance to do some things and put pressure on the quarterback. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, the White House has been a nightmare for defensive coordinators for us for the last 8 or 9 years. You know, since they've been really, really good, and they just you know, kind of have the whole package to throw at you on defense.
Yes, they do. They offensively, they're as explosive as they've been. You know, they're the same White House that we've seen, and you know, they don't have Patrick Mahomes back there, but it doesn't matter. What they do scheme wise, they do extremely well. So, you know, we have to do a good job of being disciplined in the secondary and up front, getting after them, and the backers have to do a great job of reading and reacting to what they're seeing and just playing, just, you know, again, the effort that they've played with the past 2 weeks. So if we can do that, I really feel like we can make it tough, or I feel like we can limit the explosiveness of the offense, because they're going to move the football. That's what they do. They're going to do it. So therefore, we just have to try to eliminate big plays. Don't let them big play us to death. And you know, the secondary has to understand they're going to complete passes, because that's what they do. They do a great job of catching balls and coverage. So, you know, we just got to fight for 48 minutes and create turnovers, get the ball back to our offense, and just survive, you know. And up front, D-line, we just got to pin our ears back and go get them. And then understand that they're going to screen us also. So, you know, it's a deal where we got to be on our P's and Q's and ready to go.
KSST Sports.